Ghost Knight Media Studios and Paranormal Underground Magazine. Welcome to Paranormal Underground Radio. It's time to explore the unexplained with your hosts, Rick Hale and Karen Frazier.
Hello!
Hey, Karen. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another week of Paranormal Underground Radio, where you got your freaks, your geeks, and your spooky people. Welcome. Hey, Karen, how are you doing?
I'm pretty well, actually. I'm Christmas is over, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, thank God Christmas is over. I'm so Christmased out.
Yeah, we had a pretty rough Christmas because so many people decided to steal money from us this year. So it was a eye-opening Christmas for me because I'm like the queen of all Pollyannas. I love everybody and think everybody's wonderful. And so it was a real eye-opening Christmas for me this year. So I was actually a little bit, might I say it, Grinchish by the time Christmas rolled around. But I'm good now.
You see, here in Chicago, we have a couple of radio stations that play nothing but Christmas music all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm not kidding you. If I hear Last Christmas by Wham one more time, I'm going to burn this mother trucker to the ground. That was awful. That was awful.
Would you say that's your least favorite Christmas carol?
Yes. That's not even a Christmas carol. That's some crappy pop from the 80s. It's awful.
I know. My least favorite is actually the 12 Days of Christmas. I think it's been overdone in all sorts of horrible ways, and it goes on and on. And, you know, maybe if it was 2 days of Christmas or something, it'd be entertaining, but 12.
No, you know what? The version by Bob and Doug McKenzie, you know, from the guys that made the Canadian movie Strange Brew. Have you ever heard their version of 12 Days of Christmas?
And a beer. Yeah. You know, I grew up about a half an hour from the Canadian border, eh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. So,
Did everybody hear that? Did you mean to say that's okay?
I said that's okay.
No, yeah, but you said that's okay.
That's okay, eh? Like I say, what are you talking about? I grew up, you know, like 30 minutes from the Canadian border.
You crazy Canuck.
I am. What can I say? So, doing an EVP show tonight. We actually have Bert and Jamie Coates who are already hanging on the line with us. Hey, guys.
Bert.
Hey, Bert.
Hey.
So we've invited Bert and Jamie on because Rick has decided to make tonight our public service.
Whoa. That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to talk about it.
I'm just going to say that tonight is our public service show, and Rick can explain to you why when he's good and ready.
Okay, I'm good and ready right now. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, exclusive to Paranormal Underground Radio, we are going to be having the very first, world's only EVP drinking game. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, come and play Shooting Shots with the Dead, and here are the rules for Shooting Shots with the Dead.
Wait, is that what it's called?
Shooting Shots with the Dead, yes.
Okay, I'm not doing shots because I two shots and I'm gone.
I'm not surprised.
Jamie and Bert have seen it. I had two lemon drops that one night, guys, and that was enough for me.
Yeah, wow, that's a really girly pansy shot too.
Oh, it was delicious. It had candy in it.
Okay, here we go. Here's the rules for Shooting Shots with the Dead, ladies and gentlemen. We take one shot anytime an EVP says something to the effect of "Get help, help me, or help." There you go. Number two, two shots for anything that comes across negative, like swearing at you, bodily harm, or telling you to get out. And now here's number three. Here's the kicker. Because EVPs have become so incredibly rife with cliche, thanks to Big Daddy Hawes and Granty Poo on the Ridiculous Television Show, anytime an investigator says, "Is there anybody here who would like to make their presence known?" Chug a beer, shoot a shot.
You listeners are welcome to play along. Even if you're listening to this in podcast form sometime in the future and it's 9 o'clock in the morning, please feel free to play this along with us. So I have my very, very serious drink, which is, what is it, Rick? Do you remember what my very serious drink is? Bailey's Irish Cream.
Woo-hoo! You know what? I was just drinking that.
Well, there you go. So that's my serious drink. What do you have?
I am lining up glasses right now with some Johnny Walker Black.
All right. And Bert and Jamie, do you have a drink?
Yeah, tequila.
Tequila!
Now, are we talking Señor Cuervo here?
1880.
Oh, good stuff.
Okay, and then Chad, we know, has drinks, and I don't think he has his mic on, but if he does, he can pop on and tell us, or Cheryl can tell us what he's got.
George Killian.
So see, since I wanted to make us sound like less self-absorbed juvenile douchebags, I decided that when Rick suggested this EVP drinking game, that what this would be is this is our public service to all of you so that you can see how slobby and horrible you look and sound when you get really, really drunk.
No, it has nothing to do with that. This is this is totally selfish and juvenile and douchey frat boyish. That's what it's all about.
And hey, Happy New Year, everybody. You guys all have big plans for New Year's Eve?
None.
None?
Yeah, I don't think we have any.
Well, we were trying to set up some time where we could get together tomorrow and go shoot guns with you guys, you know, after drinking.
Oh, that's right. Drinking, shooting guns, and then church.
That's right.
Isn't that what the Bush family does on the weekend?
Yeah, I think Sarah Palin had called us and said, hey, you guys need to go shoot guns from a helicopter. Drink, and then go to church.
Okay. So, anyway, Cheryl, do you want to pop on and talk about what's coming up with our magazine in whatever the month is that's coming up? January.
Well, I would love to, but it's top secret, Karen, so we'll have to save that for next week.
Seriously?
Seriously? Really?
Seriously. But you can go check out the December issue, which is at paranormalunderground.net.
It's got nobody good in it. Just joking. No. It was a great
issue. Well, let me give you a sneak peek about January. We have, upcoming in the January issue, an article by our friend Dave Galvin from the Paranormal League of America. Mm-hmm. The PLA, mm-hmm. And he has written on some of the top paranormal wonders of our world. So you're going to want to look out for that one.
Wait a minute, was that PLA or PLO?
PLA. So there's a little hot tip for you for next month's issue.
Okay. So you're not even going to mention the articles that Rick and I wrote, because we could totally tell people anyway.
Oh, go for it. Tell them. That's okay.
Well, I wrote about a local attraction that actually Bert and Jamie have investigated, and it's the Lewis County Historical Museum.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys have actually been there, and I've investigated it as well. And nothing really serious happened while I was there, but there's some interesting stories, aren't there, about it. So we'll see. And then I also wrote about the death of Edgar Allan Poe, which is really interesting. So, Rick, what'd you write about, awesome. Do you know?
Well, this month, apparently, I have something coming about the Smurl haunting in West. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Smurl. This is really their last name. It occurred back in the 1970s in West Pittston, Pennsylvania, and they claimed that they were under attack by a demonic entity, and they made a movie called a book called The Haunted, which was excellent. I actually read it all in one night. And was one of the most terrifying books I've ever read in my life, if it in fact was real. And then they made one of those really crappy weekly Channel 5 movie things about it in the 90s.
Awesome.
So, yeah. And then
kitsch.
A number, very, very kitsch.
But I
no,
love
it's, kitsch. It's one of the more, in my opinion, one of the more believable stories of dealing with an inhuman entity or interdimensional entity, since I don't really believe in demons and all that. Number two, I believe I wrote something about Clapham Wood, and if anybody's not familiar with that, it's a area in. It, yes, Bert.
You immediately went there, Bert.
Clapham Wood, Bert.
Well, I'm still trying to get over that whole. What was that stained darn pit? What was the name of that town?
Smurl.
Smeagol? No, I think that had something to do with going after a ring, if I remember correctly. Yeah, but with Clapham Wood is an area in East Sussex.
I think he just seeks out dirty sounding haunted places.
Yeah, what was it, like Boner?
Yeah.
That would make a great television show, Dirty Sounding Paranormal Places.
We'll even call it.
First yeah. place to go is Clapham Wood.
Haunted places that sound dirty. And Smurl. Smurl kind of sounds a little Smurl. Dirty too, frankly.
Town of Clinton.
Oh, go what? On, Rick.
I'm trying. Wait a minute. Are you guys doing to me what we do to Cheryl every week?
No, we would never do that to you.
Okay. So anyways, Clapham Wood is a place of high strangeness in East Sussex in England. And, you know, I go into a lot of, yes, Bert, East Sussex.
East Sussex. Oh, got it.
Yeah, East Sussex, Clapham Wood.
So, I can hardly wait until we start playing EVPs and you guys start drinking.
Already there.
Apparently so.
Sorry.
Okay. But. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay. Are we? Is that it? That's it. Okay. Very good. So that'll be out in the next, few weeks or so. So I was going to tell you guys. I was sitting around staring at the wall today, and I flipped on Judge Judy because I think she's really mean and bitchy, and she cracks me up. Mm-hmm. And the case that she heard today was a guy who gives ghost tours and the ghost and the owner of a bed and breakfast who pulled out. So that's it. Ghost hunting has now even saturated the crappy judge shows.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's just reality television show. It's not that much different.
Yeah, true. Well, I don't know. I think we've hit the peak of the wave, and I think it's probably going to start flowing in the other way here pretty soon would be my guess. And then, you know, those of us who are truly interested will be here, and it'll be the four of us talking and, you know, a few people listening to our show, and that'll be good. I'll be fine with that.
Yeah, like the two people that listen to the podcast on iTunes.
you just need to throw in Clapham Wood a little bit more.
Clapham Wood, boner, cock ring, glory hole, all that stuff. I had to get it
and
out of my
And so system. You are listening to a paranormal radio show, folks. That's right. Even though it doesn't sound like it, it's Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio. So, hey, you guys want to get on with the EVPs? Or, Cheryl, do we need to break first, or are we just going straight to EVPs?
Let's just go straight to EVPs.
You know what she's thinking in her head while when I said that?
What was I thinking?
I sent you that in an email.
You know what? I actually was not thinking that.
Okay, good. Yeah. All right, well, I would have been thinking it if it was you. So.
No, I think that every other time, but this time for some reason I didn't think that. But.
That's because you just have given up. You've realized there's no hope.
I think you're right.
It's totally hopeless now. Forget it. It's
hopeless. Okay. Done. So let me you guys talk amongst yourself for a second while I pull up the EVPs that I have. All right, so our first EVPs that we're going to listen to come to us from Rob St. Helen, and he is with West Coast Ghost Hunters out of Portland, Oregon. And so, Rick, did you want to reiterate your rules for everyone in the chat room and everything before we get going?
Okay.
For the paranormal drinking game. And by the way, do you have any rules for things that might be in foreign languages?
No, I don't. Okay. I already laid the rules down, Karen. Relax. Okay. Okay. Shot. One shot. We got one shot for anything that sounds like get help, help me, whatever, anything of that nature. Number two, two shots for anything that sounds negative. Get out, F you, anything like that. Any kind of swearing, any kind of negativity, you know, anything that's bad news. Number three, like I said, since, you know, it's cliche is so rife in the paranormal world right now, if an investigator were to ask a question like, is there anybody here who would like to make their presence known? That's when you pound a beer and drink a shot.
Okay, and I would just like to add the disclaimer that Paranormal Underground encourages responsible drinking, so if you feel like you're getting alcohol poisoning and you're playing along with us, we would like to encourage you to please stop, stick your finger down your throat, because otherwise you'll have nasty bed spins. Okay, so don't drink and drive.
Now, was that your PSA?
That was my PSA, that's right. And if you think that we sound like idiots, just remember this tomorrow night when you got the champagne or whatever it is you're drinking for New Year's Eve. So, okay, so I have the first file. This is what Rob has to say about it. He and his friend were on the roof of the storage area at a hotel. I think it's probably at the hotel that he works at. It is, at the Heathman Hotel in Portland.
Okay, shots ready, lads and lasses.
Okay, and he had his voice recorder in his hand, and his friend Tracy had his camera. And Tracy was standing about 10 to 15 yards away, and Rob had just finished telling Tracy, take whatever pictures if you want. If you want to take five pictures, take five or 105. I don't care. Just snap away. and I'm not going to tell you what it says. So let's hear the EVP, Cheryl, and then we'll go from there. Okay, well, I totally heard what it was supposed to say. It's that man's voice, the kind of high, young, almost like a younger man's voice. Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, I heard something.
Okay.
The zoom on the camera lens thing?
I don't know. Let's listen to it again. So his friend was taking pictures, and Rob said, "Tracy, take whatever pictures you want."
I'll give you a hint. Neither of the investigators present spoke during this clip.
Oh.
Okay.
Isn't
that the idea?
Okay, well, I do at the end hear that click, choo. So did you hear the word in the middle that sounded like somebody speaking?
Was it pose?
Yeah.
Is that...
Oh, that doesn't count.
Yeah, there's no drinking for pose.
Darn it. Yeah.
That's actually kind of positive when you think about it.
That's right. Yeah. He was telling him what to do with the camera. So what would you guys call that? Because Got's Anime Fever in the chat room wanted to know, wanted us to tell him as we heard these, if they were class A's, B's, or C's. And I'm out as far as that. I'll yield to the experts.
Oh, don't use the term expert.
I'll yield to the know-it-alls.
Well, wouldn't this an A? Because you can understand it clearly?
Bert, what do you think?
Oh, man, I hate classifying EVPs.
I would definitely give it an A, because you can hear what it's saying.
And we all agreed on what it said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, okay. So we can. Do you want to do that one more time, or are we ready to move on to the next one? Rick's got a shot glass ready, so you want to hear it again?
No, wait a second. I didn't get a chance to put my classification in there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That's because you don't count.
Yeah, I don't count, even though my name is always first. I'm going to have to go with a class B. You can hear what it says, but you can't make it out right away without somebody actually telling you what it says.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's do it one last time. Is that okay?
Okay, one more time.
Well, I mean, yeah, naturally you hear it now. I mean, that, you know, the Hegelian dialectate is, you know, come in. And, you know, somebody tells you what it's supposed to say, and that's exactly what you hear. So,
okay, all right. So our second one from Rob, and he just sent us two. It was the same night as the pose was captured, and they were on the 8th floor of the hotel. And Tracy heard music coming from a room, and somebody who was with them, Dave, told them that the hotel keeps the radio on so that guests, when walk in, they have something calming to listen to on their entrance.
Sorry to interrupt. That should have said Rob, not Dave. That was my bad.
Rob told Tracy. Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Rob.
Sorry, Rob.
All right, so here we go. File number 2.
Okay. I forgot to mention, this one you're going to have to really turn up your headphones and really listen, because this one's low, but when you have it up, you can really hear it.
You can hear the consonants at either end of it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you can't make out the middle. Okay, let's listen again. So... is that whole thing, all of the whispering in that, or some of that whispering, Rob and Tracy?
Yeah, no, there's just one word here in the midst of all that whispering or talking, low talking, whatever it is, and it's a drawn out word. And if you, like I said, if you turn up your volume, you're probably going to hear it, but you have to have it full blast. So,
well, I hear it, but I know it's there. So one more time.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's try this baby one more time.
Got anything, guys?
I
can't hear anything.
I thought I heard the word die.
Close. It's, if you listen, it says tonight, and the T on either end is really, the consonants on either end of it are pretty, pretty solid, especially that last one. They hit that last T really hard. So okay, let's listen one more time and listen for the two T's with the long in the middle. Did you hear it that time?
Well, yeah.
No, I totally missed it.
So I would guess the guys that would make that a class C, because we can, yeah, you can barely hear it, and we all are disagreeing on it. Then is that?
Well,
definitely class C.
See, I wouldn't classify that one because they're whispering.
Okay.
That would be, you know, that's why, you know, whispering isn't such a great thing. Sorry, Rob, but that's why. I yell at people when they whisper.
Yeah, I can't make out anything, and then it sounds like there's some scraping or something on the end or at the end of it.
Yeah, yeah, that was a tough one to. That was,
I think,
a tough
one. People, isn't that like a shot and a beer?
No,
that one we don't have any. But wait, let me see. I think that we're coming. See, now if Rick had have agreed to the foreign language rule, he would be drinking in this next group. So okay. All right, so we're moving on to some EVPs from Dave Galvin from Paranormal League of America. And PLA is actually out of Portland as well. So the first file, they were investigating in an old house for a private investigation, and a couple of the team members were up in the attic. The attic had recently been converted to a bedroom, and they were following a EMF field that had been floating around the room for no apparent reason when a team member mentioned that he thought he saw something out of the corner of his eye on the other side of the room. When Dave went out to find out what it was, this is what he got. Cheryl?
Oh boy, I hope that one was an MP3. Talk amongst yourself. Let me try that again.
Talk amongst ourselves.
Don't, Karen.
Yeah.
We have some new listeners that are in the chat box tonight.
Yes, yeah.
White noise.
How many?
White noise.
White. Oh, yeah. I did see white noises in there, and I see Rob St. Helen is in there. Right. So,
that's anime?
Yeah.
Yes, and I think white noise is new.
So, Holla to White Noise. If it's the White Noise we think it is, they're out of the state of Washington. So, welcome, White Noise. Welcome, White Noise. Fellow Washingtonians who are better than people from Illinois.
Okay, we have just a slight little problem.
That's not
Karen.
True.
What,
Cheryl? I didn't realize that these files were waves. We can't play wave files.
If you email them to me, I can convert them. So, we'll move on from Dave. Send them to me. Wait. I don't have the converter. Do you have Switch? Who converted them for us before? It was Andy them for us before. Do any of you have something that can convert waves to MP3s?
In my mind.
I think I have a magic wand somewhere.
Well, I can, when we go to break.
Thank you, Mr. Potter.
Here's what I'll do, Cheryl. Send them to me when I go to break. And we come. I can get my laptop and bring it back to this room and convert them on my laptop. So go ahead and send them to me, and we'll move beyond Paranormal League of America for a few minutes, which is really too bad, Rick, because you're going to get totally ripped.
Oh, my God, you totally were, Rick.
Oh, you were. Oh, really, holy crap, you were ripped. Okay.
So, hey, Karen, will you guys talk for a few minutes while I send those to you, and then I'll load up the next batch?
Oh, okay. So what do you want to talk about, guys? Because, you know, we're having technical details. You know what we need like that music and a little technical detail.
Are you sure you want to ask a question like that when Bert and I are on the phone?
Eye of the tiger. It's rising up to the challenge of a rival.
Well, even worse, because Cheryl is actually still listening and here to babysit. Rick and Bert and Jamie, why don't you guys entertain our listeners? And I'm going to go grab my laptop.
Okay, I got a joke for you guys.
All right.
You guys want to hear a joke?
Sure.
A bear and a rabbit are crapping in the woods one day. Bear turns to the rabbit and says, "Excuse me, Mr. Rabbit, do you have a problem with crap sticking to your fur?" The rabbit looks up at the bear and says, "Why, no, Mr. Bear, I don't." So the bear grabs a rabbit and wipes his ass with him. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, try the veal. All right. Nothing like dead air, huh?
Yeah. That's almost as good as clapping wood.
In Essex. No, you know what? Seriously, though, do you guys have anything, you guys have any good investigations coming up anytime soon?
You know, we do. We have one coming up on the 8th that has to do with beer.
Oh, really?
A beer and a mountain of Vernons.
Okay. What,
But we can't. Well, yeah, I would disclose it. But
we can't say yet.
Yeah, we can't. That was kind of a hint.
Oh, well, I'm not from that area, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, you guys. While I'm loading these new EVPs up and Karen is doing some quick work, can you talk about the frequencies of EVPs? We have a chatter, Kale Perspective, who was asking about that.
The frequencies of EVPs? Do you want to take this, Bert?
We must be talking about megahertz, right? The 22. Yeah. You know what's interesting about frequencies? Is, and I'm going to go on a tangent here, the Germans actually started using frequencies in World War II to deafen the enemy. Now, what they discovered was certain frequencies would actually kill people. And I don't know, I think the French took that on in the 50s and actually ended up killing some of their scientists with it. But it's an interesting interesting question, because we've been looking into the frequencies also of like EVPs and what it'll take and sound waves and stuff like that. But I haven't really, you know, I guess I just don't understand it enough. It's like the frequency of a dog whistle and an EVP.
Mm-hmm. You know? See, now that's oftentimes something that I've wondered about, because for me, when you're doing an EVP, I think that, you know, obviously spirit, you know, ghosts, they don't have lungs and they don't have, you know, vocal cords or whatever. So to me, it's like an energy transference kind of a thing. They're able to, you know, tap into your energy or any other energy that's around and use that to communicate or move objects. Obviously, that's, you know, one of the most popular theories out there. But the thing that I've always wondered is, because they speak at such a high frequency, if animals can hear spirits all the time.
Yeah, you know, that's a good question.
Yeah, that's something that I've always wondered, because I've been on a few investigations where I will actually capture an EVP, and honestly, I don't hear it with my own ears, otherwise it would be disembodied voice. But if there is an animal, specifically a dog, present, I've actually watched where the dog's head will whip around in the direction that I'm standing. So it's, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, I think it's actually possible that dogs are able to see and hear at a higher frequency than humans are. So, you know, definitely there's something, you know, I do believe that ghosts, you know, that they do communicate at a much higher frequency than we do. And also, too, there's a theory that they speak in a lower frequency, you know, just right below the white noise when you're catching it. So, you know, who knows? It's one of those bona fide paranormal mysteries that maybe we'll never really know about, but we always continue to study and, you know, research.
Right. Yeah, I think what Kale was talking about was what frequencies we're playing them at.
Oh, okay.
Because when he reviews his audio, most EVPs fall into the ELF range, which is audible hearing. Hearing. So, yeah, obviously, this guy's definitely studied up on it.
Oh, definitely.
More than I have.
He needs to school us, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm tripping over my wreck here. Of course, then, you know, Gots, his dog runs out every time, you know, Ghost Adventurers comes on, so.
So you guys need to keep talking, because I'm converting still.
Okay. So, Rick, weren't you talking about converting something?
Yeah, I'm going to convert something here, probably when we go on break, but
hey, I have a question. I have a really serious question for Rick, and I've been dying to ask Rick this question all show, and I think now might be the best opportunity. Okay. Rick, can you tell me, what is an EVP?
Oh, well, an EVP stands for electronic voice phenomenon, and apparently this is a very common occurrence while investigating the paranormal. Now, that's according to, what Big Daddy Hawes and Granty Poo on the Ridiculous Show tell us. But a lot of people, they don't understand or know the proper history of the EVP. It was first discovered by Fredrik Jurgensen, who was a Swedish opera singer back in the 1950s, and while he was on vacation in Norway, he was taking recordings of bird calls, and while he was taking those recordings and listening back to them later on, he could actually hear what sounded like voices in the background, and some of these voices turned out to be dead relatives and dead friends. He contacted a Latvian friend of his named Konstantin Radove, who was the first person that actually put forth the idea that spirits can speak either, they speak just above or just below human hearing, but for some reason were able to catch that in a print format on tape. So a lot of people today, what they only know about EVPs is what, you know, Big Daddy Hawes tells them on the television. They don't really understand the whole history behind it. And there's a lot more that goes into it than just, you know, Fredrik Jurgensen and Konstantin Radove.
But what is those, Konstantin Radove?
Konstantin Radove, he was a Latvian scientist. He was an auditory expert. And he was a close friend of Fredrik Jurgensen. And he was the guy that really started to look into the whole thing about EVPs, and actually EVPs were originally called Radove voices.
Okay, I just have to say wow. I mean, I just learned
in a few minutes
more than I ever knew about EVPs before, so thanks for that, Rick.
Oh, sure.
And that's way better than just the, you know, EVPs are really common.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hoping that Big Daddy Hawes and Granty Poo are listening tonight, because, you know, hopefully I educated them a little bit.
So. I have to really hand it to those guys in the beginning, you know, when it first started coming out, and they were really the leaders mm-hmm. of the whole paranormal thing. We had been ghost hunting just, I think, prior to them coming out. So, but as time went on, you know, of course, they got a little money hungry.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Jamie's right. We talk about this all the time, but... You know, they're doing something they've always wanted to do, and they're getting paid for it. They have a hotel that's haunted. I mean, they're...
To them. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if I would personally do some of the things that they've done. I think I would be more like the Ghost Adventurer crew.
Yeah.
I think we are, because we don't take it too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not... We don't take it seriously at all, really, to tell you the truth. We're not, like...
No.
At all. When I'm half naked, running around with the ghost wand.
Oh yes, the ghost wand.
Right. You know it. You know when you're like myself and you're like others, you know, sort of like the old school paranormal investigator. You know, I've been doing this for years. I mean, this is not all of a sudden. It was just like, wow, that's a great show on Wednesday nights. I think I'm going to grab an EMF detector and a camera and go run out there. Because that's not what it's about. That's why I would say that I'm not a ghost hunter. I'm a paranormal investigator researcher, because the researcher investigator takes the time to understand the phenomenon behind the mystery.
Beep, 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 beep. Sorry.
Beep, 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 beep. So.
Yep. I totally agree.
I'm not trying to be hateful towards Grant and the rest of them, Jason and all that. I think that they've done some really great things in the field. The only problem is that when people religiously watch their television show and they think, okay, this is the way that it's going to be done, we're going to go out in the field and we're not going to have any education whatsoever in this. That's dangerous, because you really don't know what it is that you're dealing with out there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I got all those sent off to Cheryl. I may have missed one, Cheryl. Just let me know if I did. Okay, so Cheryl, are you ready that we can listen to the Gulf View paranormal ones now?
Yes, yeah, we have one from Gulf View. You want to intro it?
Uh-huh. Where is Gulf View paranormal? Oh, Hernando Beach, Florida. Never mind. And Howell, New Jersey.
Wait a minute. Is this like Gulf View, like the sightings of the UFOs?
Don't know.
Okay. All right. Play that funky music, white girl.
So it says that this one is the clearest EVP that they've ever captured. It came from an investigation of a local resident. And it also coincided with a 6.8 spike on the Mel meter. And so you'll hear the Mel meter beeping in the clip. And as Chuck with Gulf View began looking into the spike on the meter, the recorder captured this. So let's go ahead and take a listen.
Get your shots ready.
All right. No, nice. you're gonna have to do that again. I hear the beeps.
Yeah.
What, well, do we gotta get out?
No.
It's like a whispery.
You're just hoping. So
was that a get out?
I heard the dub.
It was not a get out.
Oh man.
I can hear the second word that they say. I'm not getting the first one.
Yeah.
I heard it.
That was me. Sorry.
Got a little. Sounds like somebody's gargling somebody else's nuts. Please.
That was me. Yes.
Proceed.
The mail meter was going off.
one more time, Cheryl. Okay. So this is what they hear it saying is that they believe it's saying they took, and they said that makes a lot of sense because the client informed them after the fact that a lot of their furniture had come from an estate sale.
Spirit attachment. Very cool.
Yeah, so let's listen one more time. See, I can hear took fairly clearly, actually, but...
Yeah.
I'm going to go Class C on that one.
Yeah,
I think it could be somebody's foot moving because I don't see any video with them. And this is what's really important. When you're doing a recording or you're trying to pick up ghosts on a recorder, please videotape the session so you can
view
what's going on.
Right. Yeah. Good call. Okay, so Cheryl, should we go on to the Four from Darkness Paranormal, or do you want to take a break so that you can load up PLAs?
I say let's go with Darkness, and then we'll go to break.
Okay. So these come from Darkness Paranormal from Rob and Marissa Bowden. They're in Northeast Ohio. And so they are a paranormal investigation team dedicated to assisting those who don't know where to turn. The team provides care, assistance, and support for its clients while maintaining the highest standard of confidentiality. Okay, so the first one they captured during an investigation in the Mansfield Reformatory in a hallway. It's about 10 seconds into the recording. Well, I heard it.
Can we hear it again?
No, we only play EVPs once on this show.
Is it that long drawn out?
Yeah, and what they say it is just a moan or a cry.
No, that sounds, I've visited people in prison, and that sounds like a prison door closing.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You're scraping across the floor or something.
Yeah, I think it's more mechanical than it is natural.
Okay, cool. So this next one is really awesome. Get your shot glasses ready.
All right.
Okay. All right. So this was recorded at the site of the Ohio Ashtabula train disaster in 1876. 92 people were killed.
Hey,
I know. We know about train disasters.
Yeah, we do.
Good times. Here we go, Cheryl.
I can see the light you need to go. Hi, it's me. Well, I didn't say hi, but I was talking, so.
Yeah. For your reference for everybody.
Did you guys hear it?
Yeah, I heard.
Did I hear a Get Out?
Yes,
you did.
That's two. Johnny Walker, here you go.
There you go. Everybody in the chat room who's playing along. Two, you say?
Two.
So, well, listen to it again as people try to down their whatever it is. I'm taking a sip.
Okay.
You can see the light. You can go, hi, it's me.
Well, I didn't say hi, but I was talking, so.
Point of reference for everybody.
That is spooky.
Get out.
Class A.
Well, drink.
Well, you only have to do it once per EVP, Bert. Let's play it again. Let's just stay on this EVP for the rest of the night.
Yeah. You can see the light. You can go, hi, it's me.
Well, I didn't say hi, but I was talking, so.
Point of reference for everybody.
That was a pretty good one.
That's pretty cool.
You know, Rob asked a good question. He said, if you play the EVP again, does it mean another drink?
Yeah, that's why I say we should stay on the same EVP all night. No, I think it's just that for each instance and for each EVP, you don't have to, unless you want to. But again, Paranormal Underground encourages responsible drinking. And don't drive.
Yeah,
That's all part of it.
Don't drink and shoot.
Yeah, don't drink and go to Rick's house.
Or you might wind up running naked through his house and dancing, apparently, doing the Peter Griffin dance.
I made like Peter Griffin that night. It was great, from what I've heard.
So is your nickname Fuzz, Rick?
Yeah, it is. That's what my wife calls me. I'm kind of hairy.
Yeah, okay, well, let's get that out of my mind as quickly as possible.
Drink.
Well, that's okay because my husband is known for wearing bobsled singlets. So there you go.
Wearing what?
He has this pair of, when we went last year we spent the night at the site of the Wellington disaster on the 100-year anniversary. And it was, how cold would you guys say it was? It was cold. It was in the 30s, and so Jim wore these mountaineering long johns under his clothes. Well, when we got back to Bert and Jamie's place, he took off the clothes off the top of his long johns, and he's running around, and it looks like this long bobsled singlet. And Jamie said to him, don't stop anywhere on the way home.
I wasn't expecting it. He got out of the car. It was Jim. Oh.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Jim is awesome.
Yeah, Jim's... Yeah, he's in a classification all his own.
That's, well, you know, he has Asperger syndrome, and sometimes that comes out in some of his actions. So there you go.
He's just cool.
He is cool. Hey, I married the guy. You know, there's a reason I call him Techie McScience Geek, because he is just where he is.
And he's so patient when he tries to teach you something.
Well, that's because he has never met a detail he didn't like. That's part of the part of the autism. Autistic people really like to share detail. There's no detail that's too detailed for him. And so, he can talk forever about minutia. It's great sometimes, and sometimes, you know, you want to shoot yourself. So, what, Bert?
And porn.
And porn. He does like porn. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have good conversations about that.
Yeah, well, great. I'm so proud. Okay, so let's move on to our next EVP. And it was captured...
I was just going to say, I got to get on a plane and get out west.
You really do, because we're really fun people. Do it this summer. You got to come out this summer when we can get back into Wellington. So, So this EVP was captured at the House of Wills. It's an old funeral home in Cleveland. And what you'll hear is one investigator say, we see you, talk to us, and then there's an EVP, and then and the EVP says something, and then Marissa begins talking, and then I guess there's more. So let's take a listen.
We see you floating through the room, so why don't you just talk to us?
Talk to us. Did you hear it sound just like this?
It talks right over the top of Marissa. Okay, I heard it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of that whispery voice. Did you guys hear it?
No.
No, I didn't hear it.
And it's really fast, too.
It's fast, yeah. But it actually goes over... you'll hear... It's it's still talking. It's still whispering as Marissa starts talking. So let's listen again.
We see it floating through the room, so why don't you just talk to us?
I'm going to start asking questions here in the hallway.
I haven't talked to it. Did you hear it sound just like it?
Well, it sounds like there's a walkie-talkie involved in that, too, somewhere. It sounds like somebody talking over a walkie-talkie, and then there's a whisper over the walkie-talkie. Did you guys hear it that time?
No.
So what they hear is a whisper that says, I don't talk to, but it says it fast. It says it like, I don't talk to. So let's play it one more time, Cheryl.
We see it floating through the room, so why don't you just talk to us?
I'm
going to
start asking questions here in the hallway.
I haven't talked to it. Did you hear it sound just like it?
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think
you got it.
Girl, for me, it sounds like the same girl's voice that starts talking.
That's kind of what I'm wondering, if it's like a sound artifact or something like that.
Yeah, it could be. Okay, so this is the last one from Darkness Paranormal. And this was captured at the same place. They were in the basement, and Marissa was talking about how her walkie-talkie battery drained, and then the EVP answers her. It's towards the end of about 9 seconds. Let's go for it.
24 hours to set up the charger. What do you need to do the last stage?
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah, the whisper.
Yeah.
Heard something.
It could have been the other person that was responding to the question.
Well, see, the big problem with me with whispers, and I have trouble trusting whispers, you know, when I capture them, because if you're wearing a jacket and it brushes, or if somebody undoes a zipper, or if somebody scrapes their foot, or anything, those things on most of those recorders that we use when we investigate, they, you know, what I've done is when I've walked through sites with both my high-def recorder and my regular recorder, and I listen to them on both, I can definitely, or when we filmed it, I can definitely tell that what I heard as a whisper is somebody scraping their foot or somebody running their arm or, you know, something like that. So let's listen to it one more
time. Hold on a second. See, what I was just going to say is what I've always believed about, you know, when you get whispers during an EVP, a spirit is speaking from, you know, a vast distance of consciousness. You know, it's kind of like you standing at one side of a canyon and your buddy standing at the other side and you're like, hey, let's go get a beer. You're only going to hear like a whisper. So they could actually be screaming right in your ear what they're trying to say, but because of this gulf of consciousness, it comes across as a whisper. So,
What about when you get those really clear disembodied voices then? How do they manage to pop through the barrier then? That sounded dirty.
No, I think that might have something to do with, you know, theories and theoretical physics, you know, with like string theory, for example, that their world and our world, the veil is thinner.
Okay.
And the gulf isn't quite as far apart from each other, so you're actually able to hear them a little bit better, either as a disembodied voice or in a on a really clear EVP that sounds like, hey, somebody's standing right next to you.
You know, you just brought up a really good point here, and a lot of people can't or don't know the difference between a different disembodied voice and an EVP. And we've run across a few people that have no idea. So could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Yeah. You go ahead, Rick.
Oh, did you want me to?
Well, I was just actually going to give an example. One day, Bert and Jamie and Jim and I were all hiking through the snowshed up at Wellington. We'd actually hiked down to, do you guys remember this? When we hiked down to Windy Point, we left toys for the kid ghosts that we believe are there. And on the way back, as we were hiking back through, there was nobody in that snowshed or in either direction of the snowshed because we'd hiked all along the trail. And three of us, not Jim, because he was in his own world as he often is, but three of us, Bert, Jamie, and I, all clearly heard a kid yell. Now, that's a disembodied voice because we heard it.
Right.
Right. And in EVP, you don't hear it the time it captures on some kind of electronic media.
Right. And an EVP could be anything from, you know, a voice to a fart to music playing. You know, if that's what the spirit's doing. So, and even with, you know, with the whole idea of disembodied, not only is it a voice, but like I said, it could also be music playing or it could be a fart, you know.
Well, I've told you our fart story, haven't I? Have I even told it on the air that we were hiking up at Wellington and it was after dark. It was me and Jim and the kids. Mm-hmm. And we heard this roar and the kids all jumped behind me and said to Jim, get out your weapon, because they thought it was a wild animal. And mm-hmm. I caught it on my recorder. I put it on my desktop. Jim was looking through. He says, what's this one that says wild animal? I said, that's when the kids startled. He said, oh, that's just me farting.
That's great.
Nice, huh? Okay, nice. So let's do this. Let's go to break. And then when we come back, we'll do Dave Galvin's EVPs and Bert and Jamie's EVPs.
Okay.
All right.
So you're listening to Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio, and we will be right back.
Hi, this is Karen Frazier, author of Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, a new book from Ghost Night Media. In summer of 2009, I visited Wellington, Washington, a former railroad town in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State, where the worst avalanche disaster in the history of the United States occurred. 96 people lost their lives. What I found there changed my life forever. Before I visited Wellington, I wasn't sure that I believed in ghosts or even in the human soul. Now I know for sure that ghosts are real and that our souls go on after we die. You can read all about my experiences at Wellington in my new book, Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, which is on sale at Amazon.com. To learn more, visit avalancheofspirits.com.
Hi, I'm Chad Wilson, publisher and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
And I'm Cheryl Knight, editor-in-chief and co-founder of Paranormal Underground Magazine.
Every month, Paranormal Underground explores the unexplained with a free monthly online magazine.
We take an in-depth look at all kinds of unexplained phenomena, talk with some of the field's top experts, and share the latest news and information about the paranormal.
Visit us at ParanormalUnderground.net, where you can read the magazine online, explore our paranormal evidence galleries, watch videos, participate in discussions, or read blogs with some of our writers and editors.
We hope you'll join us. Visit ParanormalUnderground.net and explore the unexplained.
Hi everyone, it's Karen Frazier at Paranormal Underground.
And I'm Rick Hale, Paranormal Underground writer.
We're here to invite you to explore the unexplained with Paranormal Underground Radio, live and on the air.
Join us every Thursday night for paranormal talk and great guests from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time on ztalkradio.com.
Do you want to keep up with what's going on at Paranormal Underground?
Then tweet us on Twitter at ParanormalUG.
Or follow us on Facebook at Paranormal Underground.
Meet us on MySpace, Paranormal Underground.
There's no need to be in the dark about what's going on at Paranormal Underground. Join us on your favorite social networking site today.
Thank you. You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network. The views expressed and opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Z-Talk Radio, its affiliates, or sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Paranormal Underground Radio on Z-Talk Radio. We've got Bert and Jamie Coates. Rick, who loves the monkey spank. That's okay.
Yes, that was
our Bert and Jamie back.
That was Mikey the monkey spanking his monkey. Hello?
Okay, well, we're getting sort of the freeze-up Skype effect again. So, So Bert and Jamie, are you guys back?
Yes, Bert and Jamie. Maybe too.
Okay, all right. Okay, so we are going to go straight into the EVPs from Paranormal League of America. And Cheryl, I'm just going to go ahead and go through them on the sheet, because I'm not sure how you loaded them in, because I'm sure we mixed them all up when I sent them back to you.
Yep, the sheet is fine. Go by the sheet.
Okay, so this is, Cheryl's just thrilled because she sends Rick and I a run sheet every single week. And Rick, do we ever follow it?
No, never.
Never. As a matter of fact, sometimes I let guests go early and Cheryl has to then apologize for my bad behavior. You know, sometimes I call people by the wrong name, which is really embarrassing. No, I just called Alpha Ghost
Scott Tenorman.
Scott. Well, that is just an honest mistake.
What'd
Scott
you call
Tepperman again? His parents. Scott Tepperman is with Ghost Hunters International. See, I got it.
You got it.
After the fact.
Again, is it any wonder why my name is first?
It really isn't any wonder why your name is first. You should probably do the show without me. So,
Karen, I could not do this show without you.
I know. What would we do without our on-air rivalry? And, you know, people say to me, I just love the way that you and Rick pretend to not like each other. I got news for you, folks. We're totally not pretending.
Oh, I'm kidding.
No, Rick and I like each other.
we actually text each other every now and then.
That's right. I kid Rick Hale. I kid him probably more than any person on it, and he still likes me, so it's all good. Although last week, Rick, I tried to bring you in on the joke, but you couldn't open it. So there you go with the button up. You thought we were going to do something to you, and it wasn't about you at all.
Nope.
I know it. Okay, so here we go. In our last show, by the way, of 2010, we're moving into 2011 here, and so we're escorting you in with some EVPs and an EVP drinking game. Hope you're playing along with us.
Hold on a second. We have got under 2 years to go until the world comes.
Oh, my God, the world just came to an end.
Oh, my God, that was freaky. Rick?
Hello?
Oh, thank God.
Rick, you know what? Hi. The world just came to an end because you froze up. I was worried. I thought that was it. Oh, my God.
We got less than 2 years.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so here we go.
I am too.
Paranormal League of America. They were investigating an old house for private investigation. I already read this, but we'll do it again. A couple of the team members were up in the attic, which had been recently turned into a bedroom. They were following that EMF field that was floating around, and somebody saw something out of the corner of his eye. Dave went to find out what it was, and this is what he got.
That would be cool. Whoa.
saying, that's why you should have made a Klingon rule. Because it sounds Klingon. Let's listen again.
It does sound Klingon, yeah.
That would be cool.
No more dickhole. It sounded like dickhole.
See, I heard, you know, stick it in the glory hole.
So if you think it says dickhole, doesn't that mean you have to drink, Rick?
I'm drinking.
Oh, drink.
Rick,
hey,
Rick,
you know what? Karen, we were talking about before when I asked Cheryl. I'm like, I wish that we had that EVP from Cowtown where it sounds like the spirit is saying, "Bring me the dildo."
That's right. That's exactly what it sounded like. It totally did. I remember. Okay, so one more time, let's listen to the dickhole EVP. Okay, Bert was giggling. Can we hear it one more time?
Now that's all I can hear. Thanks a lot, Bert. Or who said that, Rick or Bert? Who do I have to
probably
scold?
Both of them. Both doesn't of them. Matter.
It was the tickle.
All right, here we go.
That would be cool.
Sorry.
One more dickhole.
That EVP is ruined for me forever.
I think it says want more dickhole. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, man.
Well, this was Portland. Okay, moving on. So, here's our second one. This was collected from the same house, and it was in the basement. The homeowner's son had actually hung himself in the basement 6 years prior to the investigation.
Oh, well, so, I'm not even joke about that. So, okay.
Okay, here we go. Too fast.
This one is really quick, and you really have to turn up your speakers to hear it. You want to play it again?
Yeah. Oops, hold it. I turned it down, not up. Just
let me get the file back.
Oh, thank God.
Anyway.
Okay, here we go.
Hang on. I got to get the file back. It's being feisty. Okay, here we go.
Nah. Sounds like somebody burping. One more time. I hear dick.
Yeah, I just keep hearing dick hole.
Well, dick. What Dave thinks it sounds like it's saying is David, so let's play it one more time and see if you hear it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go class C on that one.
Yeah, it actually almost sounds like it's mechanical.
Yeah.
Something mechanical to me.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right, so the next one was in the basement of a hotel that used to be a doctor's office. You'll hear the end of Dave laughing, and then you'll hear a voice that says something. Do that again. That was fast, too.
Dingle?
There's three words there.
I can hear, yeah, you can hear the syllables. Not Dingleberry.
I hear Dingleberry.
Dingleberry. Well, what Dave thinks it says is please go back, and if it's please go back, Rick, you might even be able to make that into a get out, so, you know, up
no,
to you.
No, you can't. I don't know about that, but okay, no, play it again. Dingleberry, that's why.
Dinglebat. Dingleback?
Yeah, Dingleback.
It sounds so clear to me, I can't believe you guys can't hear it.
It was Nickelback, play it again. No, that's Nickelback.
Crappy 90s music.
See, Nickelback.
It does sound like Nickelback, yeah.
Yeah, so these people, their basement is haunted by Nickelback. That'd be wouldn't that be awesome if the next EVP was like, Okay, so here's the next one. This one's going to be another, Dave sent a bunch of really quick ones. So this next one was captured in the same hotel as the last one, and it was in the x-ray room of the old doctor's office. And one of the sensitives in the group was telling the spirit of an old x-ray tech that he needed to leave his office. And he responded.
Why?
Well, that was pretty clear.
Why?
Yeah. Don't you think that was clear?
Yeah, class A.
Let's listen to it again.
Why?
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 That's a pretty good one, don't you think?
I think so. I think that's a class A.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, you're going to have people who are highly skeptical who are going to look at that, but like they look at anything with EVPs, just saying, oh, well, that's somebody just faking it, or stray noises, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, the only time that you can say, well, you know, it's if it's an EVP that you captured and you've got it on video, and, you know. I think the videoing as you do your EVP session is really a great suggestion, whichever one of you mentioned that. I think it was Bert. Yeah. Okay, next one. Same basement by the grand staircase. Here we go. Well, that was clear.
Say goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Can we hear
Wait a minute. That's what? A get out. That's a get out.
Oh, that's a get out. Okay, two.
That's two.
Okay.
Drink.
Okay, so let's hear it again, Cheryl. All right. Okay, so this one, Rick, the next couple.
It's class A.
You're going to be absolutely trashed by the end of the next. All right. So, and if you're playing along, what is it? It's what are the shots again? I forgot.
Okay. Okay, the first, you take one shot for a help me or anything like that. You take two shots for a get out or anything that's negative. And then for the third one, you take a, you chug a beer and take a shot when somebody asks the cliched question such as, is there any spirits here who would like to make their presence known?
You want to know what's really awesome? You're going to be drinking for like the next four. All right, here we go. Play along, guys. Get yourself a drink. Here we go. So this is a case that had PLA very perplexed. When the recording was made, the team had just arrived on location, and they were doing a quick interview with the client. During a pause in the conversation, while Dave was writing things down, you hear this voice. Have your shot glasses full and at the ready. There we go. Maestro? Did you get it?
No.
Oh, it was a devil voice. Here we go. One more time, Cheryl.
Leave me alone?
Get out?
No. One more time.
You will die! What?
No.
That's what sounds like a fat guy eating a pie or something, man. There's
no, no, that wouldn't that be nom nom nom. Oh my god, that'd be awesome EVP to get. Okay, one more time.
No,
I could totally hear that one. You guys can't.
So does that mean you're not going to drink, even though he's?
I'm not drinking that one.
Oh, come on, that's clear as day. Drink.
No, it isn't.
Drink.
One more time. One more time.
All right, we'll do this one more time. You will die.
You are wrong.
You will die.
Leave it alone.
Oh,
I am sorry. No. I don't
leave
hear
it alone.
Anything.
Wait, I got to play that now.
I'm sorry.
No, I just hear you will die.
I agree with White Noise on this. You were wrong.
You were wrong. Oh, maybe
yes.
One more time. Okay, now
it
I hear you
like
are wrong.
Wrong.
Okay, I just
okay,
hear whatever some
hear
people
that.
Tell me.
That's
yeah.
All.
Okay, so you don't have to take a drink on that. And so
nope.
Now the next four still, maybe. Okay, so for those of you who have a profanity concern or young children in the room, I would suggest covering your ears from this one because this one actually has a profanity in it, which means Rick is going to have to drink. So Dave and a friend were actually out cemetery walking, and he has a standard set of questions to ask, such as where were you born, did you die here, etc. And as a joke with his friend, Dave decided to end the questions with, can you tell me who killed JFK? I've always wanted to know. So here we go.
Just real quick, this is really low. You can hear it if you have it turned up or have a good pair of headphones. Okay.
I hear it. Yeah?
Yeah, I heard something.
What? Okay.
It's actually two phrases.
It would
go ahead. Go ahead.
Porn butt sex?
Very close. What Dave hears is, where was I born? F JFK. Except for it says the word.
What? No, let's play that again. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm that is one of the that's fake. I'm going to tell you right now, that's fake.
No, it's not fake.
Because it is the same exact voice that asked the question that says that.
No, the whole thing says, where was I born? I mean, that's
this
the
is not,
that whole thing is the voice.
Yeah, he cropped the EVP down. Dave's
he
voice is nowhere
it to just
in this
the EVP.
File.
Oh, all
this
right. Well,
the
I apologize to Dave. Then. Sorry, Dave.
Yeah. Sorry. Dave wouldn't fake it.
No,
one more time.
I apologize.
Okay.
One more time. Well, there's definitely an emphasis on the F-bomb.
Yeah, I got it that time.
Okay, so you got the F-bomb, which means I think you have to drink, because that's
okay.
Negative. Yeah. I'm going to call that a Class C, though.
I'm going to go Class B on that one, and, you know, okay. Sorry about that again, Dave. But, yeah, definitely a Class B.
Okay, what do you think, Bert? Class B, C?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Rick's
B.
Yeah.
See, this is why I yield to people who are smarter than me. So here's another one. This is another cemetery walking one, and Dave was asking questions. He read the tombstone in front of him, which said Morris, and he captured the CVP.
I don't know.
Was that a TV in the background?
No, they're outside in a cemetery, but it almost sounds like traffic noises to me.
Yeah, it's almost too long to be EVP. You ever notice that? They're usually only, what?
One or two words, maybe.
Right, okay, so I took Jamie's. That was Jamie's whole thing.
Oh, see, you do that all the time. So you mean all these ones that I have that are like the one that says, oh no, did that hurt? That's not an EVP probably because it was too long?
Well,
or, oh, did that hurt?
No, see, oh no, it didn't. Well, see, they're usually like four, I would say no more than five words.
Yeah.
When you get a whole sentence, like, you know, I went to the mall yesterday and I picked up some clothes.
Oh, no, you never get that.
You know, like, bra didn't fit the first time. You know, stuff like that.
I have that weird whoop, whoop, whoop one that we've never figured out that, you know.
That's still questionable. Have you also noticed EVPs are always, they're almost the same as, I mean, all of them are almost, you never get kids that have Down syndrome. You hardly ever get ones with, you know, certain dialect. Have you ever heard of or got a Vietnamese EVP?
Maybe that Klingon one was in Vietnamese.
Maybe, but, you know, it's kind of weird how they all sound, the voices sound similar. But if you walk out in the world and you listen really close, nobody sounds, you know, alike. There are subtle changes in people's voices. And it's funny how EVPs just seem to all line up and they sound identical. Like, there's three classifications. You know, it's either a child, a woman, or a grumpy man. And, right. I just stole that one from Jamie again.
Just slug him, Jamie. Just
you're gonna get your ass whooped.
But the women always sound like somebody talking falsetto. It's not like it doesn't sound like a woman. It sounds like a guy talking like this, you know, or it sounds like somebody on Monty Python when they have the guys dress up as the women.
Right.
So, okay, so do you guys want to hear that one again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we can't right now because Cheryl had to step away, so.
She's going to the bathroom.
Oh, see, I was trying to be really polite about that. So what that was supposedly saying is, oh, no, don't do this. So I'm not sure. We'll have to listen to it when she gets back. But, yeah, one of the things that I've always noticed is, like, I capture, and the kids don't sound like kids. They almost sound like Grover or something. Yeah, they do. All of the ones that we capture, that I've captured that I think are kids, they all sound, you know, kind of like, I have this one that Jim is standing over by a bridge and he's talking about the bridge and this little voice goes, that's not a bridge! it sounds like Elmo or Grover.
Yeah, that's like Elmo. Yeah. You know, we did a private home investigation about a year ago and we got one that where the person was like, I am the dark figure, and it says that. And that was shortly after I had seen, you know, what I would call a shadow person run through my field of vision. And it sounded like Grover. It was like, I am the dark figure, you know.
No, that's Cookie Monster. That's the band Korn. That's right. Yeah, that's like Rammstein or Korn or something. We call those Cookie Monster bands. And you're right. There are. I have an EVP that's like it's like a Get Out or something. It's the one, Jamie, what's the one that you really like? What's it say? Do you remember?
The EVP that you really like.
Down in Area 61, and it sounds like Rammstein or something.
Du hast.
Yeah.
Du hast mich.
I can't remember what it is right now, but it's very, you suck. That's it. It's you suck.
Oh.
that is the best EVP ever.
That EVP is pretty awesome. I should dig it off of my hard drive and send it to Cheryl and we can play it during the show.
Yeah,
so,
that was probably one of the best.
I don't know why every time I hear it, I get pumped up.
Okay, so Cheryl, can you play that EVP again? I hear it, but I'm not really sure. So, yes, Cheryl... Cheryl, while I pull up that You Suck EVP, can you intro the next EVP and play it?
I sure can.
Thank you.
All right, let's see. This is the same day. Dave and his friend are cemetery walking and doing some EVP work. And let me load up this file. I think Rick is going to be drinking here in a second.
Okay.
It is a 2-second file, so he's just isolated this EVP. And here we go. It's at the very beginning. Did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard something.
It's really breathy, but you can kind of make it out. Here we go. Sounds like there might be something at the end of that clip too, but
yeah,
it's.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, first off, what I don't like is when people are like, "Well, we isolated the EVP." You know, that's not a good idea, especially if you're going to present it to the world. You really do want to get a sample of everybody's voice involved. That okay. way you can, you know, if somebody wants to apply some kind of voice analysis to it, they can, you know, do your voice and your buddy's voice and then the third voice that appears. If you're going to do that, don't ever just isolate the EVP. Have at least a minute before and a minute after.
Yeah, I agree that you need to make it longer. So yeah. But this is a drinker because what he thinks it says is help me.
Okay. Help me.
Yeah. How did you get help me?
Help me is like whispered at the beginning and then there's some inaudible words after.
Play it again, Sam. Like I hear the help
right
me
when the yeah, right when it starts. It's
yeah.
like bam.
All right, one shot.
So, Cheryl, I just sent you that You Suck EVP so that Jim will have to, or Jim, sorry, Rick, so that Rick will have to drink 2 shots.
Yay. Okay.
So, you can, so let's do the last one of Dave's. He was investigating a bedroom. It was during a private investigation. Yeah, I bet he was, oh, sorry. Or as my son would say, your mom was investigating the bedroom. And he was not alone, I bet, when the EVP was recorded. Special. Oh, wait. He was alone, excuse me. Oh, okay. So he was personally by himself at the time, and it says, I was not speaking. You can hear the voice. So here we go.
Morning, Daddy.
Yeah, that's Daddy. What I kinda heard too.
Yeah.
You're my daddy.
You're my daddy is exactly what it sounds like. He thinks it says Abby, and I don't. I think it's you're my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
One more time.
Yeah, but it's in a male's voice.
Yeah, like, and actually, I hear who's your daddy.
This is the bedroom with Blurical, of course. Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? I'm going to be asking that.
Let's move on. Cheryl, do you have that You Suck one loaded up yet?
I don't. Hey, why don't we take a break and then I'll get that one loaded up.
Okay, let's take a break. So are we actually going to play a commercial? We're just going to sit here and giggle at Chad saying morning,
Daddy? Oh, I thought you were gonna set us up.
Chad.
Karen.
Mark Daddy.
What is Chad doing in the chat room?
Okay, so are we going to break or are we just...
Yes, let's go to break.
Okay.
Lead us out, Karen.
Like schoolgirls.
That's right. I forgot because, you know, Rick's making me drink. So, this is Paranormal Underground's EVP show and it's Paranormal Underground Radio on ztalkradio.com.
The odds of a young girl being discovered by an industry insider while singing to herself pumping gas? 1 in 300 million. The odds of the daughter of a clergyman from Severn, Maryland spending 11 weeks at number one on the U.S. singles charts? 1 in 19 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of selling over 40 million records? 1 in 800,000. And the odds of this musician and performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 150. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Karen Fraser, author of Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, a new book from Ghost Night Media. In summer of 2009, I visited Wellington, Washington, a former railroad town in the Cascade Mountains of Washington State, where the worst avalanche disaster in the history of the United States occurred. 96 people lost their lives. What I found there changed my life forever. Before I visited Wellington, I wasn't sure that I believed in ghosts or even in the human soul. Now I know for sure that ghosts are real and that our souls go on after we die. You can read all about my experiences at Wellington in my new book, Avalanche of Spirits, The Ghosts of Wellington, which is on sale at Amazon.com. To learn more, visit avalancheofspirits.com.
Did you know that you can talk to your favorite show hosts from the Z-Talk Radio Network? Check out the forum and see what it's all about at ztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Z-Talk Radio Network.
Hey. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Paranormal Underground. I'm sorry, Bert.
No,
Okay, well, we're sorry. No, actually, no, nobody knows what we're laughing at because you, like, just bumped in over the monkey spank, but nobody was, it still wasn't live, so nobody could hear you. So we're just laughing at you anyway, so there you go. Behind the scenes at Paranormal Underground Radio. Go ahead, what were you saying?
I don't mind being laughed out. I was just going to say, welcome back to Paranormal Underground Radio. I am your host, Rick Hale, with my co-host, Karen Frazier, and tonight we're talking EVPs.
And who's with us?
Oh, Bert and Jamie Coates. But, dude, they really don't need an introduction. Everybody knows them.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I know. I told Jamie today that we should really just include them in the introduction as part of the show. But then my name would fall so far down to the bottom of the line. It'd be like Bert Coates and Jamie Coates and Rick Hale and Cheryl Knight and Chad Wilson and Karen Frazier.
No. It's Rick Hale, Bert Coates, Jamie Coates. Karen, you're somewhere down there.
The people in the chat room. And then Karen. So, Cheryl, I sent you two real quickly that we're going to play, and these are both captured up at Wellington.
I got them ready.
Got to find us humorous. Okay, so these are both captured up at Wellington, and Wellington is the place that Bert and Jamie and I investigate, although I'm still fledgling to it compared to them. Bert and Jamie are going into their seventh season, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Into their seventh season at Wellington. It's the site of a train disaster, and if you ever listen to our radio show, you may have heard of a little book called Avalanche of Spirits, Ghosts of Wellington. Buy my book, folks. Okay.
Never heard of it.
So let's go
no,
ahead.
I'm joking. It's a great book.
Let's go ahead and listen to the first one, which is the RK-61 first, and this is the one we were talking about a minute ago. Did you get it?
That's such a clear message.
That's negative. That's two shots.
That's right. You hear what it says. You suck. Let's hear it one more time because I just like that EVP. I do suck. That's so awesome. Okay. And then
Hold on a second. Okay. What year again did all of that, did the whole avalanche and all that take place?
It was in 1910.
Okay, then, and now I do believe you that is a spirit on tape. Do you think it's possible that could actually be something a little bit more modern? Because did people say you suck in 1910?
Well, but, you know, Bert and Jamie are up there all the time talking to them, and they talk to the spirits all the time and share them with them, you know, modern language and what's going on in the world and everything else. So who knows? Maybe they picked it up, or it could be something more modern. We don't really know.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
We've taught them probably a lot of bad words up there.
Well, maybe you guys.
Probably.
Yeah. We were alone at one time.
Okay, so maybe it's saying, that's right, maybe it's saying please suck.
On a rock and a clearing.
Oh, come on, like they're the only people who have ever done that there. Okay, so this next one is one that we've never been able to figure out, and I got to tell you, I don't necessarily claim this is an EVP. I don't know what this is, and I don't know. Bert, Jamie, do you guys think this is an EVP, or what do you think this is?
I don't know, Jamie.
Is it the whoop whoop?
Yeah, the whoop whoop.
You know,
party over here, whoop whoop. Yeah. Party over there, whoop whoop.
I think it is. That they learn that up there too, you know, whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Arsenio Hall.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's play it and let everybody in the chat room hear it, and then we'll discuss it.
Should I play the whoop? Whoop. Just a giant whoop.
Nature. So there's a lot going on in there. There's a bunch of whoops, yeah. And then you hear somebody in the middle go, like they're shooting a gun, and then at the end it goes, ha 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 ha. And I was the only female voice there, and then it was me and Timmy from our team, and then Steven. From another
Timmy,
we're all walking down the trail, and everybody else was, you know, back in the parking lot, which is, you know, a good ways away.
Yeah.
So that's the whoop 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 EVP, and I honestly I don't know what to tell you. We don't have to play it again because it's a long one.
Happy.
So, Yeah, Boppy. Yeah, the Boppy. I'm actually surprised Cheryl didn't bring Boppy out for this show.
About it.
Boppy was always just a really weird one to me.
Next show. We're going to have another EVP show in a couple of months. We're going to bring out Boppy for that one.
We'll trot out Boppy because Cheryl and I analyzed Boppy to death.
We did.
My kid has some Boppy stuff. He sleeps on it upstairs when I'm trying to feed him a bottle.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to go to Bert and Jamie's EVPs. So let me read the introduction about NWPIA, which is also the team that, you know, they let me investigate with them sometimes. And Techie McScience Geek, too. Okay.
Well,
so
you guys are part of the team.
That's right. We're part of the team. Yes. NWPIA is a paranormal research and investigation team serving the Pacific Northwest using both experimental and proven methods for collecting evidence of the paranormal. The group works to help people understand the phenomena that they are experiencing. Their goals are to search, learn, document, and share what they have learned, and to hopefully someday understand the rules of engagement between the material world and the unseen. Wow! Whoever wrote that, that was awesome. Did you write that, Cheryl? Or is that,
no,
is that like,
Bert and
is
Jamie that wrote that. Yeah,
that's very good. I've never read that before. Very good. All right. So
we didn't write.
I'll take credit. I wrote it. No, I didn't write it.
So this first
Ted. Ted wrote it. Sorry.
Yeah. So this first one is from the. And if you're waiting for the lightning round, my guess is we're not going to get to it tonight. But we'll have a really good lightning round next time, guys. So sorry. Okay. So this first one is from the Seattle Underground. Bert, you want to set up the Seattle Underground just a little bit and tell people what it is and.
It's the underground of Seattle. Jamie and I think.
Thank you, Bert.
Wow.
Yes.
I want to go.
I'd have to explain it. Okay, there's Seattle, and then there's underground of Seattle. That's where we were at. It's underground. It's like way underground. So, Jamie and I investigated the Seattle Underground when?
I think it was 06.
Yeah, 05 or 06. 07?
Long time ago.
Yeah, it was long. So, oh, God, I don't know where to go with that.
I don't even know what EVP
is. Okay, well, this is the, Mike says, now am I intruding on your space here?
Oh, yeah, that was an 05.
So, okay, all right.
Yeah. We're at there's a bank vault. And that's where a lot of the activity had been. I think Jamie ran into a couple shadow.
A black shadow.
Yeah, black
shadow. Is that also where you ran into something hanging out of the wall, Jamie, with your head?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, that's kind of a blooper video.
Yeah, that's right.
It's on YouTube, NWVIA.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Seattle Underground is definitely one of the places that's like a must-see for me.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's go ahead and listen to the EVP, and then we can discuss it.
Am I intruding on your space here?
Holy crap, that is like a total class A. That's
yeah,
a really good EVP.
Wow.
A slight genius. It's quiet down here.
Right. Yeah. And then Mike had asked the question, like, am I intruding on your space down here?
Yeah,
so it answers the question before Mike even asks it.
Which is something that is a phenomenon that happens with EVP sometimes, where they mm-hmm. actually answer you before you ask the question. So let's listen to it one more time.
Am I intruding on your space here?
That's a really good one.
That is really good. Yeah, that's definitely class A.
Okay, so this next one is also from the Seattle Underground, and it's towards the end of the recording. Is it the same voice, Bert? Do you know?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay,
no,
let's go.
It's not, because this one actually is in... Oh, geez, Karen, where were you born again? A couple miles away from Mexico? No, Canada.
I was not born in Canada, okay? Eh?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was born south. I was actually born in Seattle, but I grew up south.
I can see Russia from my backyard.
Do not ever, ever, ever compare me to that woman. Okay, let's listen to the EVP.
Hmm. Is that one an MP3?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
You got to remind people to send you MP3s.
I always just assume I've got MP3s. I don't know why. Well, the other one was we just played. They're not all the MP3 file, huh?
You suck.
that I tell you what, that is a good one though. That is a really good one.
Okay. You suck.
I know.
Oh, bummer, Karen. I'm gonna have to send these to you. A few of them aren't.
Well, let's go ahead and do the ones that are MP3. Yeah, you're gonna just have to introduce them and tell us what they are because we don't know.
All right.
We're going off script.
Oh gosh, what am I gonna do? No, just okay. This one is for Rick because he's gonna have to drink after this one. And
I think I'm done for the night. I can't do any more.
Are you done? Are you like just wasted?
I'm done. I'm not wasted, no.
Oh,
dude,
okay.
You're so wasted.
All right. Okay, this one was caught at Wellington, and there were two other investigators along with Bert. That you will hear them laughing about something, and then you're going to hear this EVP, which we're going to play as soon as I find it. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Get that.
I hear get the hell. I heard get the hell out.
That's what it said. Get the hell out.
That's right.
Let me play it one more time. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was the, what was that?
That was, you psychopath, get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one, too. And, you know, here's what's funny is the ghosts up at Wellington are really nice. They like to screw with people, but they're not scary.
Mm-mm. No, it doesn't sound like it.
Okay, are there a couple other MP3s there, Cheryl?
There are. Here's another one from Wellington. It was Jamie, Jenny, and Bobby joking around inside the snow shed. You can hear Jamie say Jenny's name, but then something else repeats it too, whatever is there, and it's at the end of the recording. Catch it there at the end.
I've captured that voice before, you guys, up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Play it again.
Yeah.
Cheryl, you gonna play it again?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just laughing at Rick's message in Skype. Okay, sorry, I got sidetracked. Oh, it's like a little Jenny. Like that.
Well, what's interesting is that I've captured that maybe two or three times, that same voice up there. It sounds like a kind of a youngish man, like in his late teens. And I actually have one of him saying, get out. So, get out. Okay, so let's see here. Next is, do you have another one that has an MP3?
Let me see what I've got. And what's this? Darn, I wanted to play that one too. Okay, that's not going to happen. Here's this one. I hope this one is new. This one? No go.
Nope.
Let me look at, I have a couple more that are possibles. Ah, here's one. This one is at Wellington. Wait, is this one at Wellington? Yes. And Jamie and Bert are in the snow shed at Wellington alone.
Yes.
Doing who knows what. Jamie had just handed off the voice recorder to Bert, and they were talking about where to go next. You can hear Bert's finger rub across the mic of the recorder as he adjusted it in his hand, which he did note on the recorder.
It up his butt.
God, Rick. As they were ready to move down the snow shed, they captured this EVP. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. Fingers rubbing along the recording.
That's
did you hear
clear.
That at the end?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, that was, I think, the best one we've ever captured.
You want me to play it again?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
Okay. Fingers rubbing along the recording.
Wait for us.
Wait for us.
Yeah, I like that one too.
It's probably our favorite because it means something to us.
Yeah.
No, that's a very cool EVP. Definitely Class A.
All right, that's it for our MP3 files.
Okay, and I'm not going to have time to convert them because it takes all of my concentration. So you guys feel like lightning rounding, then we can pull Chad in.
Yes!
Let me tell him.
Let's do it. Okay, I have to pull up the lightning round here. Oh, look at that. It's just sitting here waiting for me. So, I think Cheryl's getting Chad.
Okay, he's coming along. We're going to have to save these other ones from you guys, Bert and Jamie, for next time.
Because
they're pretty good.
Yeah, well, there's a couple that they have in there that I really like that it's kind of a bummer that they can't do. So, is Chad here yet?
Yep.
Okay, thanks. Here we go. So we're gonna we'll get through as many as we can. So there was an Ohio man who was arrested on drunken driving charges on Christmas Eve, and he claims that the reason that he drank and drove was because the music of Ozzy Osbourne made him do it. So I want to know whose music would make you misbehave and what would it make you do. Let's start with Jamie.
I am a fan of Ozzy Osbourne, but. I'm going to go with Rob Zombie.
Oh, and what would Rob Zombie make you do, Jamie?
Really bad things.
Bert's putting the Rob Zombie on the stereo as we speak. He's putting Rob Zombie on the hi-fi. So, Bert, how about you?
Tears for Fears. I never even got that email. I got the email, but I kind of passed it over. So I'm shooting from the hip here. I'm going to go with Rick's answer and Wham.
Thanks for reading my emails, Bert.
So it makes you want to just go on a killing spree or something?
Yeah. What would Wham make you do?
Probably go on a
Wham.
Yeah. I'd want to, Rick and I would just want to run out there and Wham.
Wham.
Come on guys. Let's Wham.
So Rick, how about you?
Mozart.
Okay, and what does Mozart make you do?
Masturbate ferociously.
Nice.
Sweet, Chad.
Well, I used to bike out to Iron Maiden.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Somebody with you when you were making out?
Yes, my ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
I did it in the front seat of a car to Thunder Road once, Bruce Springsteen. So there you go. Nice. Back in the day, yeah. So, Cheryl, how about you?
Well, I'm going to have to go with Def Leppard. And for those of you who know their music, you know what kind of trouble I'm going to get into, don't you?
That's right. Def Leppard is for naughty girls. Okay.
I'm in trouble.
So, there was
sugar on you or something?
That's what I was going for, Rick. You got it.
You know what? When I was a competitive bodybuilder back in the day, I used to do all my posing routines to either AC/DC or Def Leppard.
Oh, my God. So, that's awesome.
As a matter of fact, one of them was to pour some sugar on me. Yeah. There you go.
Were you missing teeth, had a mullet, and smoked meth?
I was a bodybuilder. Jesus.
Those are the only people that listen to that music. No,
No. That's classic. I love that
80s,
stuff.
Rick.
Hey, I'm 37, almost 37 years old. I've lived through the 80s and loved it.
Oh, my God. You're old.
No, that's you were a child.
Oh, wait. I'm older. Okay. Sorry.
So are you guys ready for the next question? Are we just going to sort of skid and stall out on this one tonight?
No, we're ready. We're ready to go.
Okay, so there was a man in South Carolina, and he was hospitalized after a car struck him. He was playing real-life Frogger. he yelled go and darted into a busy four-lane highway.
Frogger's
so here's what
fun.
I want to know. What 80s-style arcade game would you emulate in real life, and how would you go about playing it, Jamie?
I never played any games. Pac-Man?
Pac-Man. There you go. Pac-Man would work. So, yes. And and how would you play Pac-Man?
Doesn't it, eat the little dots?
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. So, Rick, how about you? Or, Bert, how about you?
God, I can't... Galaxy? I can't remember.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, because I have a hammer.
I was going to say Donkey Kong, and he plays it every morning in the shower. So, Rick.
Little special time.
Sorry.
What, Rick?
I was going to say pole position, and I think you know which way I'm going with this.
Chad?
Well, I was actually talking to somebody the other day about playing Frogger in the street.
Was it you?
No.
Go! No, because you would have had to be in South Carolina. So how about you, Cheryl?
Okay, well, Jamie took my first answer, which was Pac-Man. And then Bert took my second answer, which was Donkey Kong. So I'm going to have to go with Space Invaders.
Okay, and do you any idea how you would play real-life Space Invaders? Have Chad throw things at you from the roof? Or
I actually have no clue.
That would be.
I'd have to get creative, but I have no clue.
Okay, all right. So a medical marijuana dispensary in California raked in 11,000 pounds of food for a food pantry, and the way that they did it is they offered a free joint for every 4 cans of food that their patients donated. So what would it take to get you to donate lots and lots and lots of food, Jamie?
Half a joint.
Half a joint. She's easy. So, Bert?
The other half of her joint.
Rick?
What was the question again?
Dude.
Seriously?
I've been up for 28 hours, guys. Cut me some slack.
Just say rap.
So, I want to know if, so this food pan, or this medical marijuana dispensary got people to donate 11,000 pounds of food by offering a free joint for every 4 cans. I want to know what it would take to get you to donate a bunch of food. And don't say I'd do it anyway because I'm such a great guy, because we know that that's true, but, you know.
What would it take me? Lots of porn.
Porn! Very good, Chad.
Actually, my answer was that nothing. I mean, I would do it for free. But, of course, I wouldn't donate my prunes or my canned mandarin oranges or anything like that. So.
No, because if, you know, to donate...
Are you over 50 or something, dude?
I'm getting close.
But to donate stuff to the food pantry, it has to be things like black-eyed peas and crap that you buy and you think you're going to leave, and then they sit in your pantry for months.
Isn't actually, I eat black-eyed peas.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah, seriously.
Awkward. Okay, Cheryl?
All right, I could bring something by for maybe a galaxy roll from my local sushi restaurant.
Okay, so here's the deal. This one's bad, and I'm sorry. So Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband mistakenly glued one of his eyes shut last week because he was...
God, I haven't read these yet. This is hysterical.
How the hell do you do that?
He mistook glue for eye drops.
Oh,
that's sad.
Well, so what that got me thinking about was the glue scene in American Pie 2, where the guy thought that it was lube and it was actually super glue. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but if you haven't, it's one of the funniest scenes ever in a movie. So here's what I want to know is, have you ever misidentified a personal care item and used it as something that you shouldn't have? Like, I think I did one time with, it was like hemorrhoid cream or something for toothpaste. It wasn't hemorrhoid. No, it was Clearasil for toothpaste is what it was. I was really... Okay, I was going to say tired, but let's face it, I was drunk. I was young. So, Jamie, how about you?
I don't think I've ever done anything quite like that before.
So you're smarter than the average bear. How about you, Bert? Have you ever done anything like that?
No, I don't think I've ever.
So I'm the only one who's brushed my teeth with Clearasil. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Rick?
A doucher for a bong.
Only Rick.
Chad?
Well, it was icy hot and it was dark and I was in bed with the ex-wife and it was not pretty.
Oh man, I have got an icy hot story for you guys.
Okay, tell us. Can you tell us? Oh, off the air. You know what, Chad? That probably hurt her more than it hurt you. I know you probably don't believe that, but
I don't believe it.
Oh no, trust me.
The lesson I learned was don't keep both items in the same.
Can I tell them? Okay, hold on a second. I got the icy hot story for you. So, anyways, it was before Jamie and I we were married. And we were getting jiggy with it down in the basement of my parents' house. So she says to me, "Hey, let's find some Icy Hot. That would feel really good if you rubbed it all over me." So I rub Icy Hot all over her. Well, it's also hot that day, so the sweat starts to reach down to, you know,
right,
the cooch. And she's like, "Oh my God, it's so hot, it's so hot." She runs out jumps into my parents' pool, which only makes it worse. So, okay.
Oh, Jamie, so sorry. Okay, so are we at Cheryl? Is that where we are? I think so.
I have nothing for you. I've never done that I can remember.
Oh, yeah, well, Chad has the Icy Hot next to the bed, and
yeah.
He's for a little surprise.
So. There you go.
Oh, so Rick, how big a trouble are you in at this point?
Oh, actually, she was laughing pretty good at it, so I think I'm okay.
Okay, good, good, good. Okay, so the Burlington Liars Club awarded a man for telling the top lie of 2010, and his lie was, "I almost had a psychic girlfriend, but she left me before we met." after winning the award, however, people discovered that the line was actually a Stephen Wright joke. So
that, it is. That's right.
Mm-hmm, okay. Uh-huh. So here's, I just want to know really quickly, what do you have a good lie that you think that you could win the Liars Award with, Jamie?
I'm not a good liar. I can't lie.
Yeah, me either. Okay, Bert?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. Rick, can you top it?
My Johnson is 12 inches long.
Oh, how about you, Chad? You got a lie?
Well, I'm like George Washington. I don't tell lies.
Uh huh. That's right. You didn't. You chopped down that cherry tree, did you?
Yeah, chopped it down.
That's right. And that's Chad's biggest lie is I can't. And then Jamie and Bert and I, we all lied. We all just said I can't lie. So Cheryl, how about you?
Yeah, I can't top that. That's okay. A pretty good one. I got nothing.
I know. Okay. So, do we have time for one more, Cheryl?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, you guys want to do New Year's resolutions, or you want to just do a lightning round question? You tell me.
Let's do the favorite Christmas gifts and the New Year's resolution.
Okay, so favorite Christmas gifts. I know what Jamie's going to say, but say it anyway, Jamie.
Oh, you know what it is, but really I was thankful for being able to spend one more Christmas with my old grandparents.
Oh.
My
Nikon D90. Yeah, and your camera. So, Bert, how about you?
You know, my favorite Christmas present. Well, boy, I'm just lame it out, aren't I? You know, Jamie got me.
You know
a,
what it is?
Yeah,
God, I know you're lame.
I can't tell you. Only Rick.
She got you a brand new cock ring.
Oh.
That and a flashlight, but fine, no lights. I don't know what's wrong with it. I keep turning it on, and, you know, it sits there and goes, burr, burr, and nothing.
So, Rick, favorite Christmas
present? Theodore Nicholas Hale, the future world's greatest paranormal investigator.
There you go. Chad?
I got me a camouflage Snuggie.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you, that thing is warm.
And with that accent, not a shocker.
it goes with my hunter orange cap.
I was going to say, don't you wear that outside during hunting season, or somebody's going to shoot you.
I'm actually going to wear the basketball game the other day.
Does it look like he's wearing a ghillie suit, Cheryl?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Camouflage wizard.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. You'll have to take pictures. So, Cheryl, how about you? You have a favorite Christmas
gift? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this one came from Chad. It's got to be the zombie survival calendar. It's a field manual, and it pretty much gets me through how to survive a zombie attack. So I'm, like, good to go.
Awesome. Because that's what's coming December 21st, 2012. Right. It's going to be the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. I know. Okay, so what's that?
Stock of funk and goods.
That's right. Black-eyed peas. So, okay, ready? We're going to do New Year's resolutions. Jamie?
I don't really make New Year's resolutions, but for 2011, I'm going to speak my mind a little more.
Good for you. Bert?
To keep my mouth shut and take my Viagra.
Yes!
Oh, yeah! Woohoo! Okay, so I don't know. I'm just excited for my friend Jamie. I wasn't really excited about that. Rick?
You know, I'm sorry, but I'm going to be honest with you about something. New Year's resolutions are for the boys. I've never done one. I don't like them.
I don't make them either. Chad?
Well, it's not so much a resolution. It's just a determination to be a better person and to try to write a novel this year.
Oh, good. I hope you do.
Nice.
Cheryl? Yeah, I think I'm going to try and make some money this year.
Oh, good plan.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can make that happen.
So you've got the counterfeit plates down in the basement and you're ready to go then?
Yeah, I don't really have a plan yet for this resolution, but it's in the works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine is actually, I actually usually don't make New Year's resolutions, but this year, since I was out of work for 18 months and we had to dial back our charitable giving, and my plan this year is to be able to give more to charity. So that's sort of what awesome. I'd love to do for 2011. Sweet. I know, I'm sorry, it's not funny. But hey, okay, so coming up, we have Night Views Radio, and next week, what do we have?
You know what? We are in the works with next week's show.
It's going to be a surprise.
It's going to be a surprise. Exactly.
All right.
I hear Bert back there. Uh-oh.
No, it'll be good. Come back next week.
Bert and Jamie back on. It'll be all good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, Bert and Jamie, thank you as always for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And everybody have a very happy and safe New Year. Don't drink and drive.
That's right.
Happy New Year, everyone, and thanks to all the groups who contributed EVPs today. And if you're listening live, stay tuned for Night View with Rob Saul.
Okay. Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
If you'd like to be a guest on Paranormal Underground Radio, email editor@paranormalunderground.net. Until next week, keep exploring the unexplained at www.paranormalunderground.net and join us again next week for Paranormal Underground Radio on the Z-Talk Radio Network.